The sound of construction is music to the ears of country music star Garth Brooks.
That sound you're hearing right there, man, that's love.
For single mother Erica Santiestepan, it's the sound of hope.
I feel like I won the lotto. It means everything. Like, I don't have to worry about where am I going to go next.
That's because when the trusses Brooks is working on are finally raised, it will form the roof over Santiestepan's new home.
I usually don't ever win anything, and today I'm winning it all. So.
But she isn't getting anything for free. Santiestepan will have a mortgage, an affordable one thanks to Habitat for Humanity's no-interest loan, paid for by her own sweat equity.
Homeowners put in 250 hours of sweat equity. It's a hand up, not a handout.
Country music singer Trisha Yearwood and her husband, Garth Brooks, are two volunteers among hundreds, building houses in this Habitat for Humanity Jimmy and Rosalind Carter Work Project, which the former president and first lady started in 1984.
Since they got involved, we've been able to partner with 13.2 million people to have new, rehabbed, or repaired homes. And right now we're at a pace that we're partnering with a family somewhere in the world every 50 seconds. And there's really no one that has had more to do with that in terms of building the reputation of Habitat than President and Mrs. Carter.
Not intense heat nor advanced age. Not even cancer has kept them from building houses across the United States and 14 countries, working alongside volunteers like Suzanne Taylor.
And he said once that he's going to do as much as he can with as much as he can for as long as he can because his faith demands it. And I think it's a lesson to all of us to maybe get off the couch a couple more times and go do something to make the world a better place.
Every human being probably would like some excitement in their life, some challenge in their life, some particular thing for which they are grateful in the future, some obstacle to overcome, some things of which they can be proud. And Habitat answers all those questions for me.
Erica Santiestepan didn't know anything about the Carters before the project began, but now she'll be living in a community built in part by the Carters' compassion.
Without them, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't have this. I wouldn't know where I would be next year, so I'm so grateful, like from the bottom of my heart.
And just to see the expression on their face, they start crying first, and then I start crying right behind them, so it's a matter of deep emotion for me on occasion, and I'm already kind of emotional about this project, as you can probably tell.
A project that will put 23 new homes on the map of Mishawaka, Indiana this year, joining over 4,000 more, built since 1984 by a former president who grew up in a house with no running water or electricity. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Mishawaka, Indiana.